Unit 6. Lesson B. Page 50. Exercise 4. Guitar Blues. Part B. Now listen to the conversation between Paul and Teresa. What's Paul's biggest problem?
Hi, Paul.
Oh, hi, Teresa.
What's wrong? I mean, is everything okay?
Oh, well, since you asked, I've been getting pretty frustrated lately. You know, I took a year off from college to try to break into the music business, but I just, I can't seem to get my foot in the door, you know?
Oh, don't be frustrated, Paul.
It's hard not to be. You know, I've posted quite a few videos of my music online, but they're definitely not creating enough buzz. And my parents are starting to bug me about going back to school.
I can understand your parents' concerns, and I think you should respect that. But it's your life, Paul, not your parents. You should tell them that you need a little more time.
It's not that easy, especially when I'm feeling so down about myself. I've been even doubting my ability lately.
Don't doubt yourself, Paul. You're so talented. You have to take yourself seriously. If you don't, nobody else will.
I know you're right, but I don't know what else to do. Maybe I need a new image.
Oh, I don't think so. My advice is just to look confident. The music world is very competitive, and you just can't afford to look like you don't have enough self-confidence. You have to project a confident image no matter how you feel inside.
I know you're right, but like you said, it's so competitive. Maybe I should just...
But there are success stories. Take my cousin Ted, for example. He's a successful musician now, but for years he only had small gigs, hardly made any money, and simply felt like a failure.
See, that's what I mean.
But the thing is, he never gave up. He just kept at it. And then one night, some people in the music business heard him play. They liked what they heard, and they stayed to talk to him after the show. And that was the beginning of his recording career.
Really?
Yes, really. So you see, even if you fail sometimes, you've got to keep going. I mean, don't give up, okay?
Hey, you know, it's good to hear stories like that. It makes me feel a little more hopeful. Thanks, Teresa.
Don't mention it. Now, why don't you play me your new song?
Sure.